Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, welcome back to another edition of On Point with Vince and Jackie. My name is Corey Marino, and I'm the producer and the sports stats guru man, and I'm talking to you today because the two Ram legends are out on assignment. Vince is scouring the Italian coast and having a lot of adventures out there, and Jackie's having his own fun, so you got me for this week. And we're actually going to have a replay of a great interview with Rams legend and gold Olympian Ron Brown. So we have a bunch of good stories for him. You get to hear his whole story coming up, being a sprinter and how he took speed to the field and what he was able to do with that. But right now I'm joined with Mike Gary, the guru of everything that has electricity involved in radio.
Well, thank you very much. I got a message actually from Vince right now. He sent me a photo of him on the Italian coast driving around in like a 1962 Ferrari. And he's got like a very thin tie and like some very stylish sunglasses.
As he should.
And the wind looks beautiful in his hair.
Oh yeah, that coiffed hair. Usually he takes some time with that. That's great. So today we'll just talk, but before we get into Ron and hear that interview. So we have the NBA playoffs going around right now. We were talking a little bit about earlier before we started recording, but I was asking your impressions on it and what you think compared to other years, or what your feelings about it right now.
Well, we're in the conference finals, and right now the only major market team we're seeing is the New York Knicks, and they are actually in the hole right now. Indiana, of course, up 2-1 as you hear this, and then, of course, for the number one seed in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder, a commanding 3-1 lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves, even though the T-Wolves did beat them down in that last game. So, you know, you and I are talking, and I'm loath to admit it. I mean, it is nice to see some mid-market teams, you know, the wealth being spread a little bit, but I do miss some of the stars. I mean, Anthony Edwards is a burgeoning star. You know, SGA, I think we both like him. We don't necessarily like him going to the free throw line so much. I mean, he earns it, no disrespect to him, but it makes the game a little bit slow and disjointed, but... You know, I would have liked to see my Los Angeles Lakers in there, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I agree. I'm a Laker fan as well, so I wish I could have seen them in there. And it felt good with the Luka trade in the beginning, but without a center, they weren't even going to get
close. You guys talk about the perhaps the league fixing the draft for the Dallas Mavericks to get the number one pick after they lost Luka in order for them to not move to Las Vegas, all that conspiracy theories? Insert X-File sounder here.
No, we did get into that because I think they were gone that week as well. But thank you for joining us. We're about to get into this Ron Brown interview, the great Olympian and football player. You're listening to On Point, so get ready, get locked in, and stay tuned.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built.
We're back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. You know, we've had so many legendary, incredible Hall of Fame guests. We've had people that have performed in the Olympics, have records that they held in the Olympics. We've had people that are totally athletic in football and on track and field, played on the Rams, did a lot of work in philanthropy, and we were going to have a guest like that on the show today. But Jackie Slater barged in here because he has the right to refusal, and he said, no, I'd like to have my roommate on. So Jackie's roommate is with us on the show today.
Absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
We're talking, this guy is legendary. The athlete, the philanthropist. We're talking about Ron Brown, college, Arizona State University. The guy was born in L.A. in 1961. He was at Baldwin Park High School. Yeah. A big shout-out and a cheer-out there. Lettered in football and track. Set records there. Set a school record there for the 100-yard dash with a time of 9.4 seconds.
Oh, he could roll.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I can't get out of my chair in 9.4 seconds, let alone a 100-yard dash. Ron attended Arizona State University. He was a star in both football and track and field. As a football player, he was a cornerback, went to wide receiver, caught 19 passes, 395 yards, 5 touchdowns in his senior year. And then, you know, he thought, well, should I quit or should I go on? And apparently he goes on here to the Olympics. And, this is the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. I got to hear what it was like to prepare for that. He won Olympic gold, set a world record in the 4x100-meter relay, and got some personal best records. I don't want to break it all to you right now because
man.
The one and only great Ron Brown is with us. Ron, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, guys.
Jackie. Good afternoon, Speed.
All right,
well, you know, guys.
And he's also known as Speedball, by
Speed,
the way.
So Speed, gonna, Speedball Brown. Gonna, you know,
we'll find out about
that
story.
And Speed, you know, I was so happy and so proud to have this guy come and join us on the Rams when he did. And, you know, just to bring all that pedigree, that speed, that reputation for being able to, you know, just blow past people. And, you know, people who have speed always judge speed better than people who don't. So I wasn't a good judge of it. I had to hear about it and everything. But I want you to know this is my old roommate. Call him Speedball Brown, and he was a part of the Ramit video. We had a great time making that video, huh, Ron? Did we have a blast? In fact, I can still remember your word. I can still remember your what you had to say, Ron. You said, this is Speedball Brown, the fastest man in the whole damn town. Cars and ladies are a part of my creed, but more than that, I feel the need for speed. You wrote that, Jack. And Ron said it so beautiful. Yes, yes, he did. We had a fantastic time. You know, Ron, I talked to you the other day, and I told you that I wanted this to be an epic podcast. I want this to be a podcast for people who have young boys and young girls who their parents perceive them as being fast. And, you know, a lot of times I hear parents say to me, well, he can't do this. He's not big enough. He can't do that. He's not big enough. But he's really, really fast. And, you know, I think speed is a tremendous attribute. And I will say this, Ron. My son was the Orange County Sports Athlete of the Year. He was recruited to run track. He was the second fastest guy in the state of California his senior year. And after you saw him run his first race in his junior year, I said, Ron, do you believe I have a son that can run that fast? And you looked at me and said, Jack, he did everything wrong. And you took him from that point, Ron, and you worked with him and trained him and recognized what he was doing wrong, and he just went to a whole different level. So I know how important that speed is. What I want you to do is just share with us a little bit about running fast and how that can be a big positive for smaller athletes.
Yeah, no, it is a positive for sure. I mean, you know, anytime you can stretch the field or run away from somebody, because especially right now with your defensive backs, they cover real well right now, though. So you want to get separation from them. So that used to be always exciting for me when I would see somebody within 10 yards. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to be in trouble. That's too close. You know? And so that used to always excite me because I'm thinking eventually we're going to get separation. And then I just have to count on Ferragamo to get it there. But he's going to get it there for me.
Yeah, Vince would get it there. He was known for his rocket arm.
Oh, yeah, Vinny's going to get it there.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, now listen.
He's going to look out there and he's going to see the same thing I see. Like, this dude is too close.
Right. Just let me put it out there.
But I know you got another question, but you know, to answer Ron's question there about throwing the ball to someone who can really run. You know, throwing to somebody who can run is fun. But when they can run fast, it's even more fun.
It's even more fun.
And you know, the best thing about it, Jackie, was when Ron would run down and Ron came in 84 to the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about it, I could just throw the ball as far as I could throw it, and he could always catch it.
He would always get under it and catch it somehow.
Catch it, man, I'm telling you. And he could outrun any defensive back
out
there.
There's no doubt about it.
Too bad we'd have more years together because it would have been fun.
It would have. I marvel at his abilities as I watched him. Now, Ron, I want to ask you, you know, over the last decade or so, we've heard them talk about taking the top off the coverages and then, you know, stretching the defense. And when you talk about, when you use either one of those terms, you're talking about somebody that has the speed to attack secondary and make them run out of position is the way I understand it. Now, the Rams just gave a guy named Tutu Atwell $42 million. And ooh. I think Vince was
– They gave him $10 million a year.
I got my numbers wrong. They gave him $10 million. He caught 42 passes. Now,
hey, wait, you know how much that is per pass, right?
How much is that per
pass? $238,000 per catch.
What a bargain.
$228,000 per catch or something like that.
I'm in the wrong business.
Now, this is what I want to know, Ron. This is what I want to know.
I get paid by the
talk word. To me about how critical it is to be a guy that takes the top off the defense and stretch the defense. Talk to me about those terms.
Yeah, no, it's very important to be able to do that, though, because when you can stretch that field, you know, that's why we run the 40 and baseball runs 60, though, because that's the time the quarterback needs to do the drop and get that ball out of his hands within 4 seconds. So if you can stretch that field and get in your 4 seconds, get 40, 50, 60 yards down the field and make the defensive back do something different, especially if you can get them to turn their hip, then you're in good shape.
Wow.
You know, because then you can come up the top, you can go across. You know, all those routes are available to you when you make those defensive backs take a bigger drop.
In your opinion, that's a prudent decision by the Rams to take a 150-pound wide receiver who can stretch the field, take the top off the defense, and give him that kind of money.
Yeah, because you open up holes for all those guys like a Cooper Kupp that's coming underneath. You know, it's a whole lot going on in the middle now when you can take them safeties out of their zone.
You know, and the other thing too, Ron, when you're that fast and you stretch the defense, you define the coverage instantly. So
it shows itself quick.
Exactly. The quarterback has more ability to look at his second receiver, third receiver, gives him more time to evaluate where he wants to do with the football. But I've got a question for you, Ron. You know, when we played, the rules were different. But today, now, there's a guy that just came out of the draft, Travis Hunter, was drafted second by Jacksonville. he's a two-way player, Ron. And you were played defensive back. You are probably the only athlete today that can comment on his ability maybe to go both ways. What's your opinion of that? Do you think that's something that's feasible that this kid can do, or is he slated to be a wide receiver, or what's he going to do?
Well, depending on where his passion is. You know what I mean? Some guys' passion, like the Deion Sanders, Deion could go both ways, too. He could play receiver. They put him at receiver. They put him at running back. They put him at defensive back, but he loved the defensive back. Mm. You know, so it just depends where his passion is where you'll see him perform the best.
Where was your passion, Ron?
Receivers. I didn't like chasing people. I like people chasing me. It's always fun.
That's a boy, Ron. I like it, too.
I'm telling you, Ron Braun is our guest here, the legendary athlete, great philanthropist. He's known as Speedball. Where did you get that name?
Jackie,
obviously.
Jackie.
Yeah, he made up that saying.
Well, we had a great time doing
because
doing
of the video, right?
We had a great time doing the Ramit video, and Ron and I were there, and Limousine Woody and several other guys. You know, we had a blast with that, and it's still one of the hottest videos of that time that's out there.
It's on. You can search it on the internet, and I think on YouTube, and you can take a listen to it. Right, it's called Ramit. It's the Ramit video.
Absolutely.
And you guys were both in. Were you in
I had a big, no, I didn't have a part in that thing, but these guys did, and they did a good job.
Vince had the concession stand. He was selling glasses of wine as people came out of the theater, I'll tell you. All right, it's On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Sleater, and our guest Ron Braun. I'm Michael Horn. Subscribe to our On Point Live video YouTube channel. It's with Vince and Jackie. HarmonyCheese.com is our sponsor. Great, delicious cheese available for you from Wisconsin. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com and check out our website onpointlive.net. We'll be right back. More with On Point Live. Ron Braun in studio. Stay with us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, our guest, the legendary Ron Brown. You know, we talked about Ron in high school at Baldwin Park High at Arizona State University. Anyway, the achievement, and when he was in school, he set a school record there at Arizona State, 100-meter dash, and the achievement got him to compete for the 1984 Olympics. In fact, the reason we have Ron on the show today is to see if we can pull him out of retirement because we got the Olympics coming up in Los Angeles, and I'm sure there's some events. But listen to this. He had Olympic gold, a world record in the 4x100-meter relay, six personal best for him, 60 meters, 6.64 seconds in Tokyo, Japan in 1984, 100 meters, 10.01 seconds in Eugene, Oregon in 1983, 200 meters, 20.44 seconds, Eugene, Oregon in 1983. The rolling. List goes on that's rolling on. And we've got more to talk about with our guest, Ron Brown. Vince?
Well, you know, when I used to watch Ron run, Jackie, he would – Ron, when you ran, you were just so picture perfect. I mean, it was a beauty thing to see because it was so strong and fast and powerful. But you did it effortlessly. You know, it's just like he's running that fast. Yeah. Doesn't even look like he's putting any effort
Doesn't
in.
Doesn't even
it.
Look like he's running.
But you know, and Ron, you'd always been a blue chipper, even in high school, and then when you went to college. But you know what? Back in those days, you definitely would have been given NIL money. Do you think?
Oh yeah. These kids.
Yeah, do you think it would have affected your career path?
Good question.
If you received that,
yeah.
I don't know. Money does a lot for you, though, and to you at the same time, though. But these guys are making a lot of money in college.
A lot of money.
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to pan out, though. I'm wondering how that's going to end up in the next few years. Those guys making that kind of money.
Well, I mean, there are some teams that are opting out, and there are some teams that are saying, some places that are saying that it's not going to be around very long. But the reality of it all is that the NCAA, Ron, has come out, and they were challenged, and they have come out and opened the doors for these colleges and universities to start paying these athletes to come on their campuses and compete in their behalf. And, I mean, you know, if you look at it, there are guys, for example, Cooper Kupp. He was just named the general manager, I think they're calling it general manager of his college to help, and I'm assuming, the recruiting of these athletes because they know that this money is going to have to be spent. So I don't know how long it's going to go, but for right now, it's in full bloom in our country. You know, Ron, I like I said, whenever I look at you and I think about you and I think about the impact that you had on my son Matthew, who went on and played 16 years of pro football there with the Patriots and went to five Super Bowls, won three of them. The thing that I think about more than anything else is how you contributed to his success. Now, you know, there are not a whole lot of people walking around with 300-pound kids in high school that's anticipating them, going on to college. But there are a ton of people who have kids that are fast, and they perceive them as being fast, and they want to see their speed be a benefactor to them. I mean, a benefit to them. In other words, it helps them get to college and maybe even some experience in the pros. What I want to know is, and I don't know the conversations that you had with my son. I just saw him improve. He got better and better and better every time you guys got together. What I would like for you to do so that when people listen to our podcast, I want them to hear what you think are the critical elements to improving your speed if you're a young athlete, aspiring athlete.
Yeah, one thing that happens with Madden, we talked a lot, you know what I mean? I wanted to understand how he felt when he got to certain places in 100 meters. How'd you feel at 20? How'd you feel at 40? How'd you feel at 60? Because you know, and the key to him, too, was his arms and his breathing. And once we corrected that situation, though, I just started seeing him just continue to get faster and faster every week.
What do you mean by correcting the arms and the breathing for our audience?
Well, the breathing is very important in these races now. You know what I mean? Like right now, the 800 is a sprint, you know? Mm-hmm. So when you get out there and you get those guys that they're not going to be ready. You know what I mean? You get those guys that their arms go across their body, they're not going to be ready either. So when you start correcting certain things, that's why I say I can make anybody 2/10 faster, you know, just by sharing with them what they don't know. You know, so I like to see them run first once I see them. Because that was funny that day, man. Jackie was there, though. because I actually think that Matt, did he win? He won that race.
Yeah, he ran away with the race. Yeah. He
looked at me like, yeah, see, he won. I told you he was fast. I said, yeah, Jack, he's fast, but he did everything wrong from coming out the block.
I couldn't believe it.
So you can be taught to run faster than really run with technique in the proper form.
You really said about breathing?
Yeah, breathing too. Yeah.
I lend myself to science, and if you can make me 2/10 faster, Mama Horn is going to pass out. Let me tell you right.
You know, Ron, I was listening to an interview you had with one of my former receivers, and one of my favorite targets was number 88, Preston Denard, and he asked you a question. Did you feel more like an alumni with the Rams or the Raiders? Because you played for both teams.
Good question.
And I was a little bit surprised at your response.
What'd you say, Ron?
Yeah, Ron actually said.
Let him say it, yeah.
Ron, what did you say?
Tell us. Go ahead. Finish.
Well, yeah, he actually said he enjoyed being a Raider.
You got to be kidding.
Okay, now
wait.
Here goes your roommate.
I loved your explanation. Tell Jackie why you said that.
You didn't say that, did you, Ron? First of all, did you say that?
I actually enjoyed playing for both teams. I did. I enjoyed playing for both teams, though.
But
after we lost Georgia, and the dynamic of the Rams changed. You know, and the dynamics right now to this day, the Raiders do more for former players than any other team out there. You know what I mean? So, and it's good to be appreciated when the game is over with. You know what I mean? And the Raiders do that. And I was like that. You know, once a Raider, always a Raider. You know, like even our last event, Dickerson was there. You know, he showed up with the Raiders.
Okay, so let me ask.
I haven't seen that kind of commitment from the Rams.
That's a good question.
This is a good question here because I got three former players here: Ron Brown and Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. We're talking a lot about name, image, and likeness at the college level, and these kids getting this money that's going to really play craziness with their head. What about the veterans like the three of you? What Ron just said: who's the team that gives the most to the past players? That to me is a big deal as a thank you because you didn't get it up front when you guys played. Maybe you pick a little bit on the end of it. Ron, start with you.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's not all about the money all the time, though, you know, because we're more fan-driven than anything, you know, and we weren't really asking for none of the teams to give us more money when we retired. We just wanted more recognition or some recognition when we were able to go on campus. I mean, it doesn't cost them anything to allow us to go in the stadium and walk around the stadium and say hi to a few fans and say hi to a few sponsors. It doesn't cost them anything to do that.
Vince,
you know, I never understood why we kept getting pushback from that. That was always disturbing for me.
I agree.
And I actually introduced Dan Crockey to Georgia when he bought the team.
I agree. I think
you said what? What did you just say?
It's a big question. They let him
introduce Dan Crockey to Georgia when he bought the team.
He introduced Dan Crockey to Georgia Frontieri when he bought the team.
Yeah.
He did the introduction and saved that franchise, for God's sakes.
And then he brought it back to L.A., too. But I think that the significant part about a strong alumni, Michael, it's because the ownership is sharing in the respect and the homage of the players.
Yeah.
And it really has an effect on the future players because they see that. And then they want to show the same respect for the organization. So I've talked to my buddy Daryl LaMonica, my past buddy Daryl LaMonica, who passed away. You know, and he always talked about all the things he used to do for the Raider organization. They had him do many things. They would fly him here for a lot of the alumni. They were very much a part.
It's a big deal.
Of the the future, the past, and the present.
Jackie, your answer.
Well. I'm sitting here and I'm just flabbergasted to hear Ron say that because he only played with the Raiders. Well, how many years did you play with the Raiders, Ron?
Yeah, just one. Got one in with them.
It was 1 year with the Raiders and 8 years with the Rams. I mean, that just floors me to hear him say that. And obviously, he wouldn't say that if he didn't feel that. I mean, you know, I do remember Mr. Davis. I had so much respect for Al Davis and the way he ran his organization. I wish I could have been more service to him when I was there, the capacity that I was in. But I noticed that his son has carried on the tradition of honoring guys. And you just mentioned the name of a couple of former Rams, in addition to yourself, that I know of for a fact that have attended several Raiders events.
Yeah, Greg Bell was another one.
Greg Bell?
Greg was there. Eric was there.
Eric was there. Irv Pankey and Duke.
Cox was there. And it's always good to, like, get together with your guys, you know what I mean? Because, you know, life is so
all of
short.
Those guys he yeah, just mentioned played with the Rams. I played with all those guys he just mentioned there for at least over half of their three quarters of their careers. Every name he just named.
Yeah.
And I don't particularly, I mean,
it's a fraternity, Jack.
I understand
that,
but
we really need to stay involved with.
We're trying to have a fraternity in L.A., too.
We're trying.
Half of the guys that he just mentioned live in Southern California.
I know it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But did any of you guys play with Jumpy Getters?
played against Jumpy Getters? Certainly did.
What they call him? What's his nickname? Forklift.
They used to call
it. We got to tell that story. Come on. Well, we only got about a minute left here, so we got to hold on over.
Jumpy Gethers was 6'7" and about 300 and some pounds with his gear on, and he just had to use this forklift move where he would just come and just lift guys up and walk them back to the quarterback. And I never will forget walking to the line of scrimmage and looking over at my buddy Dennis Harrah. And then I looked over there at Jumpy. Jumpy said, "I'm going Pro Bowl on your ass today." Dennis looked at me, and I'm thinking, "I can't help you, man. You're on your own."
When he got him to the quarterback, did he introduce him?
He walked him directly to the quarterback. There's no doubt about that.
It is On Point Live. I'm telling you, I learned great things here by listening to this show. Follow us on our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. CRNTalk.com. They're right there on the homepage. Click it. You can listen to them and hear all their great shows there. The podcasts are there as well. And it's on radio all around the country. Just click their faces there on CRNTalk.com. They'll tell you what station in your marketplace. Don't forget our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. We'll come back, gnaw on a little bit of cheese and talk a little bit more to Ron. Ron Brown. Stay with us here. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo and Jack.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
On Point Live, Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. We've hardly talked about them here on the show, and I can't believe, Jackie, you must really like this guest we have today, Ron Brown, because you have not really breathed a word about the deliciousness of the wonderful Harmony Cheese. Vince, I know that you love the pairing of it with your wines, because you have your Ferragamo family wines there, right? And the Clarissa J is that Sangiovese blend.
Well, anytime you have a charcuterie board, and you have the cheese and crackers, and you have this peppered cheddar, and you have all the different cheeses.
Pepperoni.
Everything. Just either the meats or whatever. And then you put the wine in.
Jackie, your favorite, because I know
Abergele. You know what my favorite
don't
is.
Have to he likes shout it out right away.
You don't have to waste our time asking me what my favorite is. Yeah, I told you that already. And you know what? I don't have to have it all fancy like Vince does with the wine and everything all the time.
Really?
You know, just give him some crackers and everything. Just
crackers and cheese.
Get yourself a cold beer.
Get a grater and just grate that Parmesan cheese.
Don't have to grate it at all. Just get a knife and cut it off by the chunks. You don't have to have. You don't have to have everything.
Why does it have to be grated? Incredible Harmony cheese.
Why does it have to be grated all the time?
Get some for yourself. Go to
every time you eat cheese, you don't have to break out a grater.
HarmonyCheese.com.
I think that's a quarterback thing.
By the way, we'll be sending some to our guest here, Ron Brown, over there, and along with a bottle of Vince Ferragamo wine. By the way, the wine is free, but the shipping on it to Ron Brown, it is $125.
No, Ron, don't listen to what he's saying, okay?
But it's really packed nice. All right, Ron Brown is our guest. If you joined us late, you've missed an incredibly great show. A legendary athlete, football, track in college, high school, Baldwin Park High. He was in the Olympics, played for the Rams. We found out this time that he played
a gold medal
with the Raiders.
Won a
gold medal. Yeah, the awards go on and on and on.
Broke a world record.
Played with Vince Ferragamo. Well, not with Vince, but played with Jackie Slater. Did play with you for what, a year?
One year.
Went to a Pro Bowl. He and I went to a Pro Bowl together.
Jumpy getters used to grab the guys and carry them back to Vince and say hi. What about Limousine Woody? Who was that?
His movie was like Dreams. They called him the demon on special teams. He knew how to rock you from your toes to his head. And if you pulled his trigger, he'd knock you dead.
Ron knows about
Limousine Woody. Ron, did we have a good time making that video?
Man, we had a blast. That was a great. We had a blast out there.
Oh man,
I didn't know what the end use was going to be, but we had fun.
The video is called Rocket. Let's ram it video. And I think you can just search Ram It and it'll come up for you and you can take a listen to it. It's really great stuff.
Yes.
But let's talk a little bit about your work after you kind of come up.
Ryan Seacrest was going to do a remix on that. You know that, right, Big Jack?
No, I didn't know that. Was he going to try to pull it?
Yeah, he was serious about that, too. He was going to do a remix on that.
All right. That'll be nice.
Shall we invite Ryan?
I still remember some of those. We got to have some fill-ins. I might be able to fill in.
Yeah. I still remember my lyrics.
Yeah.
I still think I can play the instrument.
Can we hear your lyrics, Jackie?
Mostly I was noted for my saxophone performance.
Oh, that's right.
I know
right.
that. You were
sax.
Yes,
sax. I remember
that.
You were playing sax.
Saxophone.
All right, so now off the field, Ron, again, this is, I love watching everybody play and everything and seeing what it's like when you guys put it together. But you had to be raised a certain way to have the work ethic you had in college and in high school and in the career with the NFL and doing the Olympics. What was your upbringing like to go ahead and create then the fact that you gave back then when you gave up the career in the sports and you've been working with so many different organizations? What was it? Is it a thing you've always had that guides you?
Yeah, it's just God, you know what I mean? Because we put on this earth to help each other, mm-hmm. and I think the more that we do for each other, the better place we'll live in. So, I like to try to keep my environment very friendly and be able to help as many people as we can.
You know, Ron has partnered with various organizations like Charter Schools for Dropout Teens, Unity One, Teen Savers, the Drug and Intervention Program, Project Touch, Fresh Skate Park, Action Sports Youth Programs, Blue Lotus Choices, Brown & Associates, Crescent Financial Group, Funding Small Businesses. The list goes on and on and on. You're in the California Sports Hall of Fame. That was established in 2006.
He's not in yet. He's about to be inducted.
Honoring California's greatest sports figures while promoting fitness, education, and sports. And just talking to you here today, I'm glad that you're going to go. And when is that ceremony going to be? Is that this year?
Yes, this year, June.
Coming up in June.
Are we all going, guys?
Yeah.
I'm going to be there for sure. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be there. And you know, it couldn't happen to a better guy. I got inducted in the California Sports Hall of Fame a number of years ago, and I remember the things that they talked about. It wasn't so much about what I had done on the field. It was about the interactions that I had with people in the community. And ever since Ron Brown, ever since I've known him, ever since he'd been on the Rams, associated with the Rams, since I've known him, the guy's been one of those people that is going to go the extra mile when it comes to individuals, helping people out. And that was always – I just always envied him for that, and I think everybody looked up to Ron for that, those attributes. And it just came so natural. It just came so natural to him. I mean,
I agree, it's just a part
of who he is.
And sometimes life points you in a direction, Ron. You were drafted, as I recall, by the Browns. Is that correct?
Correct.
And but you didn't sign because you had commitments to the Olympics, and then you came back and went to the Rams. What kind of a situation was that? How did you feel about it? And obviously it worked out quite well for you.
Yeah, no, as God would have it, yes, it did, though. So I was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. They didn't have a first-round pick, so I was their first pick in the second round. But the time that the Cleveland Browns called me, the Raiders called me at the same time. So, and Al was like, are you going to play football? Are you going to run track? And I was like, I want to play football, Al. And then the Browns called me right after I hung up with the Raiders.
So Al Davis had his eye on him all the time. See,
yeah,
he was watching.
Al loved Steve. Oh,
yeah. Just like a Montreal did on you there, Vince Ferragamo.
Yeah, you know, Ron, besides all your accomplishments, you know, I think the ones that stick out the most to me are what you've done after you've retired from football. I know you're very involved with the NFL Retired Players Congress. You still do a lot of things for children's foundations. You did work for I attend a lot of events, the Sold Out Youth Foundation, Say No to Drugs. I always see items that you donate to the event so they can raise money. I mean, then I went to the Harbor College Hall of Fame banquet. You donated items there. I was going to buy one of the items. I got outbid.
You did. You ended up with a Dodger jacket.
The Dodger. I was going to buy it again. I was going to buy it again for Harbor College and missed out. But at least I got one of them, Ron. But, yeah, you've done so much, and I think it's got to be self-fulfilling to know that you're able to help others.
Yeah, how did your cultural background affect you? Well, you know, we talked about you being, well, we haven't talked yet, being a black athlete in the 1980s. I have seen in doing this show with Vince and Jackie and the players, and Fred Dreyer does a show here, the camaraderie that a team has together. Friggin', there's no time for bigotry. There's no time for being short, fat, big, tall. Everybody is pulling together if you want to win a game. How did you guys deal with it, Jackie and you, Ron Brown, to maybe overcome some of that, or did you not see that much of it?
You don't even see it.
It's
a natural family brotherhood situation. Color has nothing to do with it. And that's the cool thing about sports, and that's the amazing thing about football, is the CEO and the janitor can have the same conversation about football.
Absolutely.
I love it.
So that brings a lot of people together, that sport.
It certainly does. And Ron, I would share with you that I saw this particular quality in you as well as Vince, and that was you and Vince and myself, we knew how critical our jobs were to the success of the overall team. And I saw Vince work at his craft as hard as I worked at mine, and I wanted you to see me working at my craft as hard as you was working at yours. And I think that was the thing that that formed a bond that was kind of unique, at least in our group, and I think perhaps for most team sports that are successful. You form a bond together out of mutual respect for each other doing their part to make everybody successful. And that's what I remember about you and certainly about Vince, and that's what I tried to be as a football player myself.
Go ahead, Ron.
And that kind of attitude brings everybody together. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between a comrade and a constituent when you can do that kind of thing with Jackie just shared. And that's why when you have those dynasties like the 49ers when we were playing, see, their wives even hung out with each other. So it wasn't everybody bought into each other. And that's where the challenge that the Raiders have. They didn't do that. The only thing we had in common is we all were Raiders, and we would show up to practice. But after practice, no one would, engage with each other. So we never had that real tight bond. But the teams that do, like the Patriots and the 49ers, the ones that I've been seeing lately, their bond goes further off the field than just on the
field.
True.
It's a big
family, Ron, and I think everyone has to play their part. And they do it unconditionally. You know, they do it for each other. You want to play better for the guy next to you and then make him better.
And one of the things – one of the things that I believe makes that dynamic so difficult to achieve by teams is the competitive nature of us as individuals. I mean, most of the drills that we do on a daily basis as football players, we're going against one another. Yes. We're competing against one another. We want the coach to see us beat. I want the coach to see me block Jack Youngblood. Jack Youngblood wants the coach to see him get past me. Vince wants the defensive secondary coach to know that he's torching those corners and vice versa. And it's so competitive.
That's right.
On a daily basis that it's hard to bridge that gap and say, I'm competing like this against you, but I'm also doing it for you.
Yeah, and you're playing on the same team with the same goal. For example, Wayne Gretzky had his record most goals tied this last season in the National Hockey League. But what people aren't talking about is, overall, Gretzky has more points because you get points for an assist as well as a goal, and he's got double the amount as the guy that's runner-up to him in points.
Right.
So that's a big deal to me, is that you want to not be a hog, you want to pass it, you want to make things happen, and that's the fun of a football game, and that, at the end, I got to say, you like the money, you want name, image, and likeness, but it's like winning that game has got to do something for you guys inside. Am I right?
You get better in practice, Mike, and you compete against your former team or your teammates. And that shows mutual respect for one another. It also shows the fact that, hey, we're going to compete to win, and we want the best players on the field. And whatever it takes, it just is going to happen. But like Ron said, you play as a family, you play together, and you play to win, and that's how you win championships. And you look at it all sports. You look at the Dodgers. You look at the Rams' past history. You look at the Raiders' past history. The New England Patriots. They were a unified team that played for each other,
and they were
bonded.
Let me ask Ron. Ron, when you work with people like Matthew Slater and Jackie's son, and he asked you first off, what did you say to him? And I thought you were going to say, well, don't listen to the old man. But that wasn't exactly what was said, because it's a tight bond between those two guys, and I love them both. But what do you think about that? It's like there's a special connection there to make things happen in a team effort, or passing it along to somebody that wants to learn.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though, and that was a cool thing about Jackie's son. He wanted to learn. He was a sponge.
Gotta want to.
And he pick it up quick too. It's not like you had to repeat 15 times. He pick it up quick, and whatever you asked him to do, he would do it. I said, I need one more out. I need two more out. He said, okay, let's go. Even if he just did 15 or be tired, he would give it to you. So, that's the attitude of a champion.
It's a Slater family attitude. I don't know Matthew as well, but I know Jackie, and that would be exactly what you would say, Jackie.
One more rep.
It's constructive criticism, too, and you're honest with what your assessment is, and that's how you get better, and you're willing to accept. Willing to accept your weakness and move on and improve, Mike, and that's what makes great players.
I hope this show has helped a lot of people that are maybe questioning things and wanting to get better, because that's kind of what you guys like to pass along.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was so happy to have Ron Brown, because I knew he was going to teach somebody's young person something that could really, really make a difference for them in their athletic lives.
Thanks for being with us, Ron.
Hey, Ron, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man. Keep it going.
All right, Speed. All right.
See you, buddy.
Our website, onpointlive.net. Email us. Tell us your thoughts. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. Again, you go to onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. The wrap-up right around the corner. Get ready for this.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money.
and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. You just listened to Mike, Vince, and Jackie interviewing the great Ron Brown, the Olympian and Ram and Raider legend. He took his speed from just being a fast kid in high school and took it all the way to winning a gold medal, which is just a tremendous feat. And with this, like we had in the first segment, we welcome back Mike Gehry. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic. So is it time for the F1 corner? Time for Mike Gehry's F1 corner. Monaco, baby. We had Monaco. We had Lando Norris at the fast 72nd lap. That's the 72nd in terms of time lap around the Monaco street circuit, the fastest of all time. He, of course, won the race. And we had both McLarens on the podium. And McLaren is dominant this season. Dominant. And Red Bull, what is happening to Red Bull after the controversy of Christian Horner and his indiscretions last year, maybe affecting Max Verstappen? Didn't even show up to the debut of a Brad Pitt's F1 movie that they showed for all the kind of F1 luminaries. And when asked about that, he's like, look, I didn't have to go, so I didn't go. I'd prefer to be at home, which I respect. But yeah, McLaren looks really, really good right now. Mercedes, not so much, even though George Russell, he's looking pretty good. And of course, Hamilton going to Ferrari. Ferrari's car still not that competitive. And the midfield, of course, it's all up for grabs. There ends the F1 corner.
But we're probably going to have to expand it eventually because there's been the new deals with Disney and whatnot. So it's just going to get more and more popular.
Yeah, one of the fastest growing sports in America, if not the world. We're seeing more and more races being booked out here. Of course, we have the Austin GP. Now we're going to see a Miami GP and the beautiful Vegas GP right on the strip streak circuit. So it's a lot of fun. Great sport.
Yeah, I definitely want to get more into it, and there's many an avenue. There's the Netflix shows and the documentaries that are all I've heard of that are all amazing. My twin brother likes it, but he's a little more into cars than I'm into.
You got to wake up early in the morning to watch those races, especially when, the Singapore GP. Like you're up at 3 a.m., but it's fun.
They look so awesome too, and the scenery is what also makes the sport. I feel like with the Monaco and the Singapore is to where you're not just driving in a circle in the middle of Tennessee.
It's also one of the most, you know, in terms of production, it's amazing. It's so well put together by their directors over there, and the coverage is amazing.
Well, yeah, and that's what I've heard about the shows as well. It's just like the inside and the inside scoop about everything is amazing. But so just thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And we will be, they will be in next week to talk about the Italy trip and what has transpired and what did he eat and what videos did he bring.
Hopefully, he brought us back some wine.
Oh, he better have brought us and some cheese and some pasta. All of the above. But thank you for listening. My name's Corey Marino. That was Mike Gary. If you want to listen, to go to CRN, and we're on at 4 every Tuesday.